Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike, and I'm very excited to get this man back in studio. We launched Comedy 103.1 5 years ago. We got our fifth birthday next week, and when we launched it, didn't know how it was going to work out. But if you told me then that just working for the station, I get to meet this man several times in my lifetime, that makes it well worth it. He's at Comedy Works South of the Landmark this weekend. We've got John Lovitz. What's up, man?
Not much.
Welcome back to the Mile High City.
Thank you.
How you been, man?
I've been great, traveling a lot and just doing stand-up. I was just in Las Vegas, and then a lot of little stuff. I did a movie premiere in Chicago. I have a small part in this movie. And
oh, cool.
Went to that, and then I'm here, and then next week I go to Vegas again.
You're staying busy, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Staying busy. I'm going to New Orleans next week.
To do what?
I've never been there before, and it's Halloween weekend.
Oh, really?
My friend's having a birthday, so it's Halloween weekend, having a birthday.
Yeah, they
so.
Have great restaurants here. The food's amazing.
I made the mistake of Googling all the restaurants within 1 mile of my hotel, and I've already gained 5 pounds, and I haven't even gone yet, so I'm pretty excited.
We'll go to K-Paul.
K-Paul.
Yeah, Paul Prudhon, he used to own it. I think he passed away, sadly, but he and his wife own it. It's delicious.
Okay, K-Paul.
And then Brennan's is famous. I think it's still open for their brunch.
Well, Big Mike will be Bigger Mike by the time I get back from New Orleans,
no,
so I'm excited for
food,
that.
It's unbelievable.
That's the one thing I keep hearing. You know, when I go on vacation, like a lot of people go on vacation and do all the touristy things. For me, I'm like, where's the best this? Where's the best restaurant of this? Where's the best Italian? Like, I like to try the cuisine.
No, it's
the
a
area.
Great. It's a great town. It has a lot of culture and history and atmosphere and the music and everything.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. And then in a month, I'll be going to Vegas as well. So, I mean, I'm trying to get a little bit of travel in when I can. Little bit. So we got John Lovitz here this week in Comedy Works South of the Landmark. Everything been good with you, man? Has it been a good year?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. And I saw you're going to be a part of a new game show actually on the way. It's coming out
here soon.
I'm
doing it now. It's called Funny You Should Ask. Byron Allen's producing it. It's really simple. John Kelly is a great guy. He's the host. And then it's six comedians. And we just, you know, answer true or false questions.
Okay.
And give jokes and then say true or false.
Yeah. Hey, you got a special guest with you. I think you brought him last time. What's your dog's name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry seems like a very nice dog. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, great traveling companion.
And so, you know, everybody, when they're growing up, you know, everybody has like movies or TV that they remember that, you know, oh, that's my favorite. You know, when people ask me, I'm always like, Mom and Dad Save the World. High School High. I mean, those, and I still think that Mom and Dad Save the World is probably one of the most underrated sci-fi movies of all time. Like, you watch that now, I mean, just visually, it still holds up for a movie that was in the early
90s. Yeah, I thought it was a very creative movie and one of the funniest scripts I ever read. And
yeah.
I loved the part I had in it.
Spango really is like a classic comedy villain. I mean, it's just awesome. And I mean, you know, people ask me, and I'll be like, I like it more than Spaceballs. And people give me a weird look, and I'm like, I don't care.
Well, they hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, the character is just. They wrote it, an arrogant idiot.
Yeah.
Well, you just is the funniest thing to me.
Well, you pulled it off very well. Pulled it off great, man.
I know. Too well, perhaps.
They're like, we don't even know if he was acting. I don't know what's going on here.
I know.
So you're going to be at Comedy Works South this weekend at the Landmark. Now, a lot of comedians, when they come in and they talk about Comedy Works, you know, when you see Denver coming up on your calendar, I mean, what's Denver mean to you as, you know, as a stand-up comedian?
Oh, well, I love coming here. The Comedy Works Landmark, the club is just one of the nicest clubs in the country.
Yeah.
Looks like a mini theater. It's beautiful. And Wendy's the owner, right?
Yeah.
She's always great. And Mel, the publicist, is great. And they put you up in a beautiful condo. It's a real pleasure to come here, and the audiences are great.
Yeah.
So I try to do it every year.
Yeah, we work in I work at a music station as well, so we'll have artists come in, and one thing they'll talk about, and obviously they're performing, they feel the altitude. As a comedian, do you feel the altitude when you're on stage, or not so much?
I feel it now, just walking up those stairs.
I could have got you up the elevator. If you would have told me, I would have got you up the elevator.
Well, I don't know. I play tennis all the time. You think you're in some kind of a shape, then you walk up the stairs and you're out of breath.
Well, what you got to do is next time you perform here, like stay here for the whole week and play tennis here. Then when you go back, whoever you play against, you're going to wipe them out. They're not going to even know what to do. What happened to John Lovitz? Where'd this come from? Although you already might be like a pro at the tennis courts. I don't know.
No, I'm all right. I just enjoy it.
Well, you're here this weekend at Comedy Works South of Landmark. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. Yo, what's next for you? I know you said you had a small part in a movie. You got anything else lined up?
Well, two more weekends in Las Vegas at the SLS Hotel.
Okay. Cool.
And Dana Carvey and I are doing it together, so that's a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then after that, just, you know, the game show and stand-up and whatever else I can get.
Do you ever, like, you know, obviously you've been in this business for over 30 years, and, you know, in terms of stand-up, is there ever, like, a show that do you ever just go to a stand-up show, like, yourself? Do you ever just go check out a show yourself? Or, like, do you kind of, since you're just on the road all the time, you just get to see it kind of?
I mean, once in a while, not like I used to, but one of the best clubs in Los Angeles, it's outside, is the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. And it's only about 17 miles away from, say, you know, Beverly Hills and Hollywood. But all the best comics go there. Like every Sunday, Jay Leno's there.
Oh, wow.
So I'll go there and bring a friend and go, hey, let's go check him out. And I mean, it's a great club.
Yeah. Well, you know, for us here, we have a very fortunate to have Comedy Works out here, to have, you know, amazing talent like yourself.
Yeah, every comedian, whether they play here or in town, they love it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. Like, everybody always, you know, says that when they see Comedy Works come up, they know that they're going to have a great weekend. The people here in Colorado just have a good sense of humor. And like I said, being able to have Comedy Works and Comedy Works South, it's a beautiful thing. And so, and it gets you out here. So, like I said, the fact that I've got to meet you several times has been an honor, man. Huge fan of your work. And so thank you for making time for us to stop by
the station as well. Thanks for having me.
And you got to get these tickets right now. It's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend. It's not going to be snowing. It's going to be sunny. Get those tickets, comedyworks.com. John Lovitz, thanks so much, man.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.